They came from somewhere else. It was just a tequila talking when I told you I'm still not.
Was that not cool how we started out with the recorded version of that and then went midstream through the live version?
Well, that was really
us. Is it live or memory?
Yes. Lone Star is our special in-studio guest. Welcome to Lexington.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you guys again. I haven't seen you all in a while. Dean and Keech and I have bumped each other on the racetrack a few times.
Is that you?
That was me. Uh-huh. That was me. Dean is a very aggressive driver.
I am not. You know what they say. You know what Dean definitely says.
What?
Tell him,
Dean.
What do I say?
Rubbing is racing?
Rubbing is racing?
Oh, yeah.
No. Reckon is racing.
That's actually my new motto.
I remember. He were pretty good at that.
Reckon, yes. Yeah. Thank you for remembering.
So you guys are doing, just going around to radio stations the month of April or so and revisiting people?
Yeah. We're actually on a... we're out here for 6 weeks. We started in Phoenix about 3 weeks ago, and we're just continuing on and just going and doing the little acoustic sets and kind of the more the up and close and intimate thing, just to say hi to the folks and kind of spread the word about the new album called...
which is very good, by the way.
Thank you. It's called Lonely Grill. It'll be out June 1st.
Lonely Grill is a good song. I mean, the whole album is... I was telling you, Richie, I've got I really liked a song that you wrote, which I've got to find you, and also Tell Her, which was written by Craig Wiseman and...
Queasy B.
Huh? That ain't country.
I think Queasy B's from England.
Really?
Never met him.
Don't know.
Never met
Don't
Queasy.
You guys want to play some more here? This is the High Noon Saloon. We do this every day at noon, and we just kind of, you know, whatever you want to play.
Well, let's do your favorite off the Lonely Grill CD, Tell Her.
Cool.
So you say your love's about to end. She's out the door, can't take no more. You're looking for a friend. Who am I to tell you why? But I'm just curious why. furious. Did you swallow your pride? Look her in the eye and tell her that you love her. Tell her that you need her. Tell her that you want her to stay. Reassure her with a kiss. She may never know unless you show what you're feeling. Tell her you're believing, even though it's hard to say. That she needs to know you're thinking of her. So open up and tell her that you love her. Brother, I've been right where you are now. My heart was broke, cause I never spoke those healing words out loud. But I learned my lesson well. And now every night before I close my eyes, I look at my woman and I ask myself, tell her that you love her, tell her that you need her, tell her that you want her to stay. Reassure her with a kiss. She may never know unless you show her what you're feeling. Tell her you're believing, even though it's hard to say. And she needs to know you're thinking of her. So open up and tell her.
In the little bio, she said you really got to tell a woman how you feel about her.
You got to tell, you got to let them know. Or, yeah. Or like the song says, they're out the door. Goosebumps.
Check them chills. Ooh, that's good. That's a good sign.
Can we turn the heat up, please.
That's a good sign,
Carl.
That is a good sign.
Thank you.
You guys, this new album is the first album you've really felt like you could do what you wanted to do with it.
Yeah, this is the first time our new producer Dan Huff gave us so much creative freedom in this album. He said, since he was new, I guess he was wanted to get the job. So he's like, you know what, I want to do what you want to do, and I just want to enhance what y'all normally do. And so it was a really nice freedom to have, because he had so many great ideas, and he really helped us pick the right songs for the album. And when we started doing the pre-production and recording, it seemed like, you know, what album making is supposed to be like. You just go in and throw out ideas and pick the ones that work for you. And
yeah,
we had a great time making it.
How many songs do you guys look at before you pick the 10 for the LP?
A bazillion. And I don't even know if that's a word, but a lot. We actually spent, I'm going to say a good 6-8 months sitting in a conference room at our record label, and, you know, one publishing company after another would come in and they get to play us 4 or 5 songs, and the next one come in 4 or 5 songs, and we would do that all day, every day. I mean, we did that a lot, and that doesn't even include, I mean, songs that get pitched to us. I mean, I know people would come up to Richie all the time and give him songs, you know, and come up to us, and so we'd bring them on the bus and listen to them. So I mean, we just listened to thousands and thousands of songs, and the cool thing is, I mean, a lot of people think that it's tough for bands to make decisions on songs, and for some bands that may be, but that's been the greatest strength of this band. We generally always have the same idea of what we want to do and agree on the same songs. And we truly feel like this Lonely Girl CD is the best thing that we've ever done. And we couldn't be more proud. If it sells one record or 1 million, I mean, we're extremely proud of this album.
So you guys think alike then?
We do.
That's scary.
Too many hours on the bus.
Who y'all pick in the NCAA tournament?
I would say Kentucky.
All right, yeah, Richie. Yeah, Richie.
We're kind of outnumbered here. I'd have to say Kentucky.
Good answer.
Kentucky was my guess.
Hey, they'll get them next year.
That's right. We weren't supposed to go that far anyway, right? Y'all want to sing another one?
Sure.
Whatever you want to do. Y'all know any Skinner? Just kidding.
Do we know? Take it off there, baby. Come on. All right, that's enough.
Tell us how that came about. Because you guys, when you got together, you were Texas C.
Yeah, we we formed this band and we needed a name and we're all from Texas, met in the great state of Tennessee and so we just threw the two names together, Texas and Tennessee together, and came up with Texas C. We toured under that for about we bar hopped for about 2.5 years doing that, and it was a great training ground because we got out there and we got to write songs and we got to form a sound, and really get to be good friends, and I think that's the basis of all the great things that's happened for Lone Star thus far, is being good friends and having the same goal in mind.
Well, we're glad you guys are here today, so whatever you want to do, just let her rip. Well,
here's another new one off the brand new CD, Lonely Grill. This one's called What About Now. It's early in the morning. It is early in the morning, isn't it?
And you guys are really suffering with the Nashville time change.
Out like a welcome mat. I don't know where it goes, but it beats
Yeah. Another
goosebumps.
Goosebumps. That has to be tough because there were some high parts, and you guys have to really be affected by this giant time change because it's still like really it's a little after 11 o'clock here, which means it's a little after 10 o'clock in Nashville.
Still a little early for us, but
it's after 9 o'clock because of daylight savings time.
Yeah,
so it's
that's
Robbie
what I meant.
Asked me, he goes, "Are you warmed up?" I said, "No, I'm resting."
Woo, let's sing again.
Whatever.